T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And whether you're a parent or not, at one point you were a kid and maybe you ran into some trouble with your parents when you were left alone. A funny video that was sent to us. This is a mom who had a little problem with her kids. Listen to this audio for a second.
This is real time. I'm crying because, look, Teddy found the buzz cutter. Eloise, turn around. Turn around. Oh my God, oh my God. Look it. Do you like your haircut?
No.
Turn around. Why'd you let brother do that?
She said she wanted me to do that a lot.
So he says she said she wanted me to do that a lot. Both kids got buzz cuts. The older brother did it. They're both toddlers. But it's not a full buzz cut. It's just, you know.
A section is cut out.
Yeah, like a little bit in the back, maybe some on the side. And obviously, this kind of thing can happen when you have kids if you leave them alone for a minute and it's quiet. Now, I had no siblings, so I didn't have that kind of problem. Or friends, I guess, could do it. Did you ever have kind of an issue where you...
Well, the hair cutting thing happened to me.
Oh,
and
really?
It was my friend Joan, the older sister of my friend Gail that I talk about all the
okay.
time.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Joan cut a chunk out of my hair, and I had kind of blocked it out. And I remember, and Gail said, "Don't you remember when Joan cut your hair?
How old do you think
she got
you
in real big trouble?" I was probably like four or five, maybe, which would have made Joan a year older than that.
Mm-hmm.
She should have known better as the
parents
older child.
Would say, yes, right.
Yeah, and my mom was livid.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
I don't remember it being so bad that I had to, because I've never, when I was a kid, I never had short hair. So it's not like I had to get it cut off,
right?
You know, to disguise it. So I probably just was walking around with a chunk of hair missing for a while.
They kind of just left it as is.
Probably. I don't.
Which is acceptable because other kids, they don't necessarily comment on it for. They think that's just standard operating procedure, right?
Yeah, no. Exactly.
I know that there's definitely, and moms and dads out there, if you had the problem of your kid, like it's just a little too quiet, and not even for that long, like 2 weeks ago when I was home alone with the boys, and I was upstairs putting away some laundry, and it was quiet, and I was like, oh, they're probably nicely playing together, just like they do with the babysitter, right? So I came downstairs, and they had taken an entire box of Cheerios and poured them into the downstairs bathroom sink and filled it with water. And it's like, can you really get mad?
Well, they're wasting the cereal.
Of course. But, I mean, they were pretty excited about it, and they put in some soap, and they said, look, the soap looks like milk. It's like, what do you do? I'm curious.
So did you get mad?
I didn't. I started laughing, which is bad because then
right,
they think it's funny.
Right, that encourages it. Yeah.
Yeah. 831-1055, if you had the situation with your kids where, you know, you feel like it's just a second. I swear I wasn't upstairs that long. I didn't even get to put away the freaking laundry. And I wasn't even doing anything fun. It wasn't like, oh, I was upstairs watching sports or something and like was like, oh, the kids are quiet. I'm sure it's fine. But if you come across situations where, you know, it seems like it's not that long, and you're like Kitty Dunn, who got her hair cut. So you don't remember them talking to you about like being talked into it.
I don't specifically remember it. It's a very vague memory. But I don't know. That particular friend of mine, she just had her way of
right.
like talking me into stuff that was really stupid.
Where is she now?
Minneapolis.
Okay.
Works, I don't know, regular life.
Regular job.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Joe.
All right, Joe, you got a story about your kids being left unattended?
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
I do. So
right.
This actually happened to my wife because I was not at home. But she took a shower,
yeah.
came back downstairs, and heard a strange tapping noise, went into the kitchen and discovered our two-year-old had decided to crack 36 eggs onto the counter and the kitchen floor.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh.
And I don't know if you guys have ever had to clean up 36 eggs, but it is not easy.
I would say not. Thank you
for
that call.
It's a good sensory experience.
Yeah, right.
For the child.
That's a good way. 36 eggs. My God. And she had just been showered, too, which I think is fantastic. Thank you for that one. 8311.
Tapping noise.
What is that sound? 831-1055. And Chris is on the phone. Chris, what have you got for us today?
Well, my son is 20 now, so this happened when he was about 3.
Okay.
I had been gone for the evening, so my husband was sitting the son, watching my son.
Left in charge. Big mistake.
Yeah. And my son decided to finger paint on the carpet with the diaper he left my... So I came home to a very smelly house.
Where was Dad during this? He was upstairs or something?
I have no idea. He was probably just in the other room and lost track of where the child was.
Interesting. And then you had to clean it up, though?
No, he cleaned it up, but it was still very smelly when I got home.
Oh, indeed. And I'm sure, what's your son's first name? Because this seems like a nice story to put his name on there.
His name is Chase.
All right. Chase is all grown up, huh?
Yes.
Does he have kids of his own yet?
No, not yet.
Wait for that day. I'm sure your husband is pretty excited for that. Thanks for sharing. 831-105. We were talking a little bit about this morning, leaving your kids unattended. There was a video going around of a woman who left her toddlers unattended.
Just for a moment.
Yeah. And they got a hold of clippers, although I wonder if she really just did it for them. The viral video aspect.
But she sounded too upset.
The little brother ended up shaving part of his head and his sister's head. And so now we've been getting a lot of calls regarding all the different things that can go wrong when
it's just a little too quiet.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go back to the M line now, see what we've got. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Holly.
Holly, do you have a story about your kids?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead.
So I had a 3-year-old and infant daughter, and my infant daughter was sleeping next to me in her bassinet, and apparently my 3-year-old was awake, and she was in her room. You know, we had her gated in there so she couldn't get out and be unattended. Well, her dad thought he would let us sleep, and he would let her out and put on cartoons for her.
Sure, so, what could go wrong?
So he went to work, and I awoke to my 3-year-old sitting on my bed, and I was feeling and hearing a snip, snip, snip on my hair.
Oh, no!
She was cutting your hair?
Yes.
How'd she do?
So she cut, of course, the front of my hair about an inch away from my part.
Oh no.
That is great. So when your husband came home, did you put on something sexy and say you got a new haircut?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
No.
But the funny thing is her great grandma at the next birthday event or whatever it was, she had asked me about my hair or when I had told her the story, she said she thought I was starting a new hairstyle.
That's perfect. How old's your daughter now?
She'll be 23 next month.
And where does she cut hair?
she got her degree from the Innovative Salon. And she works at Rejuvenation Salon in Sun Prairie.
For real? I was kidding. Oh, my God. That's great. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, all right. We'll have to go get
her. So we can go get... Can we go request that style?
I don't know if it'll ever come back in style.
Yeah,
but
probably not. That is great. What's her name?
Her name is Abigail.
Abigail. Everybody asks for Abigail at Rejuvenation in Sun Prairie. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks, see you. Bye. Bye-bye.
And ask for the mom cut. I believe that's what it is. Phone calls from people about things. We were talking a little bit about this morning, leaving your kids unattended. There was a video going around of a woman who left her toddlers unattended.
Just for a moment.
Yeah. And they got a hold of clippers. Although I wonder if she really just did it for them. the viral video aspect.
But she sounded too upset.
The little brother ended up shaving part of his head and his sister's head. And so now we've been getting a lot of calls regarding all the different things that can go wrong when
it's just a little too quiet.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go back to the M line now, see what we've got. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Holly.
Holly, do you have a story about your kids?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I had a 3-year-old and infant daughter, and my infant daughter was sleeping next to me in her bassinet, and apparently my 3-year-old was awake, and she was in her room. You know, we had her gated in there so she couldn't get out and be unattended. Well, her dad thought he would let us sleep, and he would let her out and put on cartoons for her.
Sure, so, what could go wrong?
So he went to work, and I awoke to my 3-year-old sitting on my bed, and I was feeling and hearing a snip, snip, snip on my hair.
Oh, no!
She was cutting your hair?
Yes.
How'd she do?
So, she cut, of course, the front of my hair about an inch away from my part.
Oh, no.
That is great. So when your husband came home, did you put on something sexy and say you got a new haircut?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
No.
But the funny thing is her great-grandma, at the next, birthday event or whatever it was, she had asked me about my hair, or when I had told her the story, she said she thought I was starting a new hairstyle.
That's perfect. How old's your daughter now?
She'll be 23 next month.
And where does she cut hair?
She got her degree from the Innovata Salon, and she works at Rejuvenation Salon in Sun Prairie.
For real? I was kidding. Oh, my God. That's great. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, all right. We'll have to go get
it. So we can go get, can we go request that style?
I don't know if it'll ever come back in style.
Yeah,
but
probably not. That is great. What's her name?
Her name is Abigail.
Abigail. Everybody asks for Abigail at Rejuvenation in Sun Prairie. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And ask for the mom cut. I believe that's what it is. Phone calls from people about things.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.